Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Reading Assist is among 15 organizations from around the world recently recognized by the Library of Congress for their efforts to improve literacy and strengthen the communities they serve. This week, Delaware Public Media's Joey Rosari sits down with Reading Assist CEO Caroline O'Neill to learn more about why the organization was honored and its ongoing work in the community, including how it's navigating the recent ups and downs of federal funding.
Reading Assist received the 2025 Library of Congress Literacy Award. And what is this award and what does it mean for Reading Assist?
No, thank you. The Library of Congress Literacy Award is awarded to 24 organizations working to expand literacy and promote reading in the United States and abroad. It's a fantastic award that recognizes honorees' practices to implement successful practices in literacy programming. Each one of the honorees, including ourselves, we get a $10,000 award, but we're really just honored to be recognized for the impact and the results that our fellows and students are achieving every year.
Are there some specific things that you guys are doing that were cited for winning this award?
Yeah, so they were really looking at the impact we're having in implementing evidence-based practices to promote literacy, particularly with struggling readers in kindergarten through third grade. So they recognize the commitment to evidence-based practices, both with high-quality, high-impact tutoring and using a structured literacy science of reading aligned curriculum to bring increased literacy to students who are struggling.
So how does Reading Assist measure your own success? What are some success stories?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for asking. We are deeply committed to results of our students. Oftentimes, we measure as nonprofits, we talk a lot about output, the amount of hours we spend tutoring and training and supporting those whom we serve. But at our organization, we measure first and foremost how many of our students are learning to read. We are deeply committed to getting outcomes for our students and measure that with rigor. We're a data-driven organization that uses data both internally and externally to measure our success. One of the ways in which we do this is we use a nationally known exam to look at student progress on a weekly basis and an annual basis. We look at our students every single week, see what kind of progress they're making to make sure that we're providing them a really personalized and customized learning program so that they can thrive. And it's incredible. 90% of our students reach benchmarks in foundational reading skills in just 1 year. And we look at our early learners, our kindergarten students, we see that almost 85% of those students are reading on grade level after having a Reading Assist tutor in a year. And listen, I got to tell you, Joe, the students that we work with oftentimes are significantly behind. Students that are really struggling to read and struggling in their reading confidence. We've had third graders who are still struggling to spell their own name. But at the end of the year, those third graders have unlocked it, are excited about learning to read, are asking for a library card. They're engaging and feeling confident about reading, even though they may have started the year not feeling confident. I love to tell the story of, Gary, one of our tutors in Dover. He'll say, it's tough at the beginning of the year. We're working with kids that often know that they're behind. They feel it. You know, a first grader that's not reading, they're feeling that frustration. They don't know why it's harder for them. And so they're sometimes resistant to having a tutor. They're not feeling confident in their reading. And so he's like, you know, at the beginning of the year, my tutor, he wouldn't even look at me, wouldn't make eye contact with me. And at the end of the year, the tutors and the student bond is so incredible. The students have confidence. The teacher said, you know, this kid is the best reader in the class. This kid is the one that has his hand up first. To go from not even able to make contact, feeling low confidence, to being the first one to volunteer to read aloud in a classroom. We see that story across the nearly 2,000 students we worked with, or more 2,000 students we worked with this past school year. It's just incredible to see those kinds of results for kids.
You just mentioned the student side. What about the importance of your work on initiatives on the educator side? For instance, the Tutors to Teachers program to help address the literacy issue.
Oh, we are so proud of Tutors to Teachers and our really incredible partner, Wilmington University. They've been excellent in helping us really create a pathway, an educator pathway that recognizes the work that our tutors and teachers put into the classroom or into their tutoring year, so that they are able to become confident educators. We started to notice years ago that many of our tutors, after they finished, they would get a job with the schools. The schools were so impressed with the dedication, the commitment, as well as the quality of the training that they receive in literacy, and that they would start to, they would get hired by the schools and become classroom teachers. And so we, you know, had a conversation with Wilmington University about how about we are more intentional. If we know folks are using tutoring as a chance to explore the possibility of a career in education, what if we make that structured and support them so that they can have a clear facilitated classroom pathway into a classroom without any shortcut? So what we've created then is a really a dual program. Tutors are able to dual enroll with Reading Assist, taking on a tutoring fellowship year, and with Wilm University. They are cohorted, which means they get to learn together. It's a scaffolded program, so they're taking one course at a time, maintaining an appropriate sort of course load while working with students. They earn a stipend with us in the first year, and then in their second year, they become residence teachers. Again, building up their teacher toolkit so that they feel they are confident educators at the end of their residency year. And the great thing about this program is because of the AmeriCorps funding that they get, the education award, the recognition of the articulation agreement that Reading Assist has with WilmU, there's a really minimal cost. I think it's something around $4,000 at most that these folks have to pay for a master's in special education. So they're able to earn a master's in special education, get classroom certified, all while earning a stipend and all while staying committed and working in schools.
How critical has your work been to help recover from the pandemic learning loss?
We were struggling as a state and as a nation with literacy before the pandemic, and it only exacerbated it. We know that particularly for those most vulnerable students, those students who did not have access to a strong virtual learning environment at home. So it's been really critical for us to be able to come in and support those students who are most vulnerable and most at risk. We traditionally worked with a lot of kindergarten through third grade students, but we have expanded our support to fourth, fifth, and even sixth grade students, students who are still disproportionately affected by the pandemic so that we can get them where they need to be and get them back on track. Look, there's two things that we know from research and evidence work incredibly well. One of them is high quality, high impact tutoring. So there's specific research around what defines high quality impact tutoring. It's things like minimum of 90 minutes a week, small group sizes, no more than four. The tutors have to have high quality curriculum and instructional materials that they use, and those tutors should be coached and supported throughout their tutoring experience. We follow all of the guidelines of high quality, high impact tutoring. And we know that there's strong evidence that shows that if students are exposed to high quality, high impact tutoring, they're going to thrive and we're going to be able to close opportunity and achievement gaps. The other thing that research tells us works is a structured literacy program. We know that 95% of students can learn how to read by the end of first grade, I'm not saying third grade, I'm saying first grade, with high quality instruction, with access to a structured literacy program. Reading Assist is an accredited structured literacy training program. So we combine the evidence around, you know, we like to call the science of reading, with the evidence around high quality, high impact tutoring, which means that we're able to give students it not just what we have to give, but exactly what they need to be able to grow and thrive.
What do you specifically see here in Delaware, where student testing shows the LA proficiency remains stubbornly low, especially in high need schools, especially with Governor Meyer declaring a literacy emergency?
So I'll tell you something that gives me hope. You know, obviously we look at the NAEP scores and they're not scores to be proud of. We're not proud of them yet. But we know that the Delaware has been really thoughtful over the past few years, trying to learn from other states that have had success and start to implement practices, policies, and supports that are going to help us grow in literacy. And so while certainly looking at the NAEP scores, there's still a level of disappointment. There's a couple of bright spots to me that give me hope that we're on the right direction. And the first one is that looks like 2013 until 2022, we were on a downward path in terms of our NAEP scores. This year, this 2024, is the first year in many that we've actually gone up, which tells me we know that it is a journey to be able to become, to create a strong literate community. And when we look at other states that have success, we knew it didn't happen overnight. It took years of implementing strong practices, not just in the intervention space or the tutoring space, but in the whole classroom as well. And so it feels like the beginning of that turnaround to me when I look at those scores. That gives me hope. And the other thing, you know, we work in a space of specifically with students who are economically disadvantaged. We work with students who are more vulnerable. And so when I look at the subscores of our NAEP report from this year, we also saw very modest increases there in the percentage of students at or above NAEP under the economically disadvantaged status. Both basic and proficient rates went up. So while there's not something, these aren't scores that we should be incredibly excited or proud about, I am seeing a glimmer of hope that we're on the right path and on the right direction here.
How did the federal funding cuts to AmeriCorps hurt you guys last year? And the recent restoration of those funds, have they put you guys back on track?
Hey, we are back on track, and we are so deeply grateful for our supporters, for folks that got real vocal about the impact that AmeriCorps has had on communities. You know, our congressional delegates in Delaware were wonderful in terms of being vocal in support, being responsive, as well as Governor Meyer and his team. So a lot of gratitude there. It worked. We are back on track. I will say we are well funded with AmeriCorps funding for next year. That is making us hopeful. We've been able to add partners this year in Delaware and beyond because of that restored AmeriCorps funding. We remain hesitantly cautious about the future. While next year looks secure, we are always mindful that we need to continue to partner and be creative with our schools to make sure that we're providing and creating sustainable supports for schools.
Thanks to Reading Assist CEO Caroline O'Neill and our Joe Irizarry for joining us on The Green this week. And we wrap up The Green next with Arts Playlist, where we learn more about the shows closing out the season for Clear Space Theater in Rehoboth Beach. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.